Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 14th of July, and as the excitement of the World Cup now goes down, and congratulations to all our German friends, well done, it's good to see. And let's move on with this week's 3D ideas. And idea one is to, well, I guess dwell on this and then maybe do something about it. I had a wonderful customer experience yesterday at a lovely pub called the Old Silent Inn at Stanby near Haworth, deep in the heart of Bronte country. We visited the pub a couple of weeks ago. Actually, it's on just off the route of the Tour de France. And we're so impressed, we thought we'd go back, which is always a good sign. Okay, it was just a Sunday lunch. It was a very lovely Sunday lunch, but I think there were some really great customer experience lessons there for anybody involved in dealing with customers. I thought I'd just share with them. The first was a warm welcome. First of all, John, the landlord, recognised us from our visit from a fortnight ago, or certainly gave the impression that he did. As we went in, welcome us back, which is always a good start. Well, as actually at the bar, another customer came in and explained to a member of staff that he was coming next week with a group of friends, wondering if there was a takeaway menu he could take to show them. The member of staff said, unfortunately not. But John jumped straight up and said to the customer, take one of our menus and use that. We'll see you next week. I think that's about being easy to buy from, easy to deal with. Another couple at the bar, quite a few couples at the bar, came with their bill and explained a couple of things that they'd had were not on the bill, a couple of drinks. John thanked them for pointing it out and said, thanks for being so honest. As a reward for your honesty, I'm not going to charge you. That's delighting your customers. We incidentally said they'd definitely be coming back. That's what customer delight does. And one of the things was about consistency. We saw it in every single member of staff. But the last one, we actually got chatting to John, and he was telling us all about the pub. It's haunted, by the way. And he popped off and brought back a little brochure highlighting the rooms and the accommodation that they offer, and suggested we come back and stay for a weekend. There was a little 10% discount voucher in it. That's selling up and selling on. Nothing heavy or aggressive, but just the whole thing about maximising customer relationships. So think about your business. Are you and your people easy to buy from? Do they delight the customers? Do you and they maximise opportunities to get customers to come back and spend more? Idea two is another great example of customer delight. It actually comes from the pilot of a Frontier's airline plane that was delayed and stranded on the runway during a flight from Washington, D.C. to Denver. The flight was supposed to take 3 hours, but bad weather forced the aircraft to land in Nebraska for an extra 2 hours. It was on the ground at Cheyenne refueling when the captain came on the intercom and made the following announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, Frontier Airlines is known for being one of the cheapest airlines in the US, but your captain is not cheap. I've just ordered pizza for the entire plane. And sure enough, pizza was delivered to the whole plane. It's a great example of customer delight, this whole idea of being spontaneous. And it got people talking. A news report, if you go on andyhanselman.com, you can actually see the video that talks about this stuff. And again, what I'm sort of suggesting here is, are your people encouraged, empowered even, to go the extra mile for customers? And idea three, with a bit of a World Cup theme, this is a great quote from Joachim Löw, who is the German coach who won the World Cup. A player who cannot learn is not a good player. I'd argue a person who cannot learn is not a good person, particularly when it comes to business. Have a great week. Take care now. Bye.